Now, do you have all your ice? Are you all set to record?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm ready. I'm just sitting here waiting on you and, doing things that... Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm running a little late today. I was getting me some ice, but I also had to put out the milk and cookies.
Oh, for the fat man.
No, Vera's not coming. I hear you jingle jangling.
Well, I like to jangle my bells.
No, I was putting the milk and cookies out for the fat man, but it was a little note
Ooh.
That I had beside the milk and cookies. And
what pray tell did that note say?
It was a B flat. Oh, you big fat thing, you!
What's going on, guys? Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. Your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 7th of December, 2020,
A day that will live in infamy.
In the godforsaken year of 2020, I should say.
That will live in infamy.
Correct. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. You know what that is?
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I gotta change this. Larry H. Vader. And with me is... Oh, boy. He is fat. He has had house guests. His bones look weary.
I need to put my feet up before I start pumping. So,
Well, Big Fatty.
I told you I put milk out. So anyway.
Right. We just all assumed that that's where that milk came from.
Right. Well, where else would it come from?
Right. So, Big Fatty, how you doing? How was your week?
It was a chilly week. Finally, all week long.
Right.
The whole week.
We only got up to 80 like one day.
Right.
Right.
Like so, I said, the whole
winter.
Week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yes.
The good sleep. Not enough of it, but the good sleep. And it's just
now,
been lovely.
During this week, you stopped by.
I did. I stopped by to see the, we'll call them decorations, but also the Stow and Grow Christmas tree.
Right.
Now, Big Fatty, just out of curiosity, when you bought the Stow and Grow, did you realize it was going to be that big?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all, that thing is the size of my bedroom. It is enormous, and
thank
I mean,
you.
Which is appropriate. It is appropriate,
right?
And it's also Christmas tree week. I saw on the Face Space that 5 years ago I was bitching about helping you get your live Christmas tree into the villa.
Oh,
so So
you don't have to worry about that anymore, do you?
There are some redeeming parts to 2020, but
and you got to see the naughty tree.
I did,
and Burl Ives tree.
I also saw that. I saw the poinsettia garland. Wrapped around Fern Gully. Got to see the railings being wrapped. I'm worried about you because that's just a lot. That's a lot, and you're gonna take it down at some point too.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Okay, young Nicholas is going to have to take it down at some
Correct.
Point, too.
Correct.
Oh, poor young Nicholas.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it was lovely popping in and you know, taking it all in and using your shower, if you will.
Well, right. I was going to say, and you were just covered in the Christmas spirit that you just had to bathe.
Right, right. Yes. It has been quite the week. I guess it's all done now, so we can talk about it. But
we couldn't talk about it last week.
Well, I didn't. I was still very unsure of what was going on last week. So,
well, you were on the ledge.
Oh, trust me. I was teetering at falling over the ledge, but y'all, it has been. Thanksgiving morning, I noticed something was going on with my shower, but you know, very busy. I had to get to Hatville to get the COVID, and I
congealed salad.
Right, and I mean, there was nothing you could do about it at that point, anyway. So, the day after Thanksgiving, last Friday, I said, "Well, need to figure this out." So it took I just couldn't figure it out, and it took a lot of investigating, a lot of hoisting insulation about, and like taking some drywall out.
Well, now let's just say this: your initial observation was that the floor of the shower had split. Under all the weight.
Right, right. That's just what I said. I mean, but wouldn't you just assume that's what happened?
Everybody would assume that. And then you decided, no, I'm going to cut a hole in my ceiling.
Right. Well, I knew that whatever was happening, it's on the second floor, and there's a bathroom right beneath it. Only a half bath, though. That's key to all this.
Right.
And so, which I've been meaning to remodel. And so I... was like, you know, to get whatever up there, they're going to have to remove the plumbing, which means they're going to have to cut a hole in the ceiling. So I got out a razor blade and a drywall knife and cut the ceiling out to discover that somewhere there was a leak in the shower. And it turns out, and I correctly assumed at that point, it did not have to do with plumbing, which would have been semi-easy fix, but a easier fix.
For a plumber.
Right, right. A plumber, I guess will be involved in this. So very long story short, fiberglass in the shower is indeed cracked. It is not from the weight. Well, we don't actually know. Well, but it is.
That's not the primary crack.
Right, right. It is not from my enormousness in it. It turns out like, the handicapped handle has been leaking, it looks like. So
clearly you've been holding on to that, so that's
right.
Good.
Right, exactly. Well, the old people, they have to hold on. So I have been going down the Nelsa road of calling all the insurancing and dealing with adjusters and all that fun stuff. Actually still trying to get all the right approvals. You may notice, because we're doing this via Zoom, you may notice I'm in my boudoir and not the Residence Inn by Marriott. Which is where
I did notice that.
I would prefer to be, because I do not have a shower in my house.
Right.
Well, I have a shower, but.
Well, you have one. It's just, it's operable, but it's also going to TT on everything.
Right, right. And so, you know, the problem I'm having is, y'all, and I knew this was going to be an issue, and I think I told Big Fatty that this was going to be a 6-week issue. I think I started it with, there is no way this is going to be done in any reasonable amount of time, because 2020.
Right.
I have only had one person call me back. Well, actually, that's not true. I've had two people call me back. Mm-hmm. One was supposed to show up on Friday afternoon to give an estimate, or to take a look, to give me an estimate. Mm-hmm. Didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is Bath Fitter, which is a corporate, I was hoping to use someone local because I would rather
like
give my money.
Coal Mine Incorporated.
Right, exactly. But I can't get any of them to call me back because no one wants to deal with what they consider a small job and and the holidays. Everyone's busy, 2020.
Right.
So Bath Fitter isn't even coming out to give the estimate until this Thursday. We talked about like their process, y'all. It's the new insert, the new fiber, because it's just a fiberglass shower insert. would not be delivered to them until the earliest Christmas Eve. So,
oh, what? Just think of that under your tree.
Right, right. And so, you know, by the time we blah, 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 and yeah, it will be the first of the year before I'm able to shower. So I am currently pestering my claims adjuster to put it in writing because he said, just go on to the hotel and send me the receipt. Well, you know what? Fat people want that in writing.
And what is your claim adjuster's name? You mentioned it the other day.
Larry.
Larry. Okay, good.
Right. Larry. Uh-huh.
How appropriate.
Yeah. He's up in Utah. So,
oh, yeah.
Very, yeah.
Good old it's Larry from, I know Larry from Utah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I figured you did. So,
That's the title of today's episode. Larry from Utah,
the claims adjuster.
Right. Uh-huh. He's a Ute. So,
he is. And, y'all, I was ready for all these people to come out to my house. Can you just send us some photos? That'll be good enough. So here I am with a flashlight and my phone
now,
standing
were
on
they
my
Polaroids?
Head.
Polaroids.
Well, that would have probably worked better, but, anyway,
now,
so
I can
me,
bring my Super 8 movie camera over.
Well, I asked him, but he said, no, just take some photos with your phone. And I said, well, that's, okay. I mean, if you don't want the good stuff, then.
Now, do you need any flash cubes?
Oh, you know what? I think I have one. I have two flashes left on the one on the camera
okay.
right now.
Okay.
So
right.
I think I'm okay. But yeah, so it has been, y'all. It's been a lot dealing with that, and I have been...
And fat people unable to shower, you know what they call those?
Big fatty?
They call them fat people.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Big Fatty was kind enough to let me use his shower one day. Now, luckily, there are other options.
Now, wait a minute. That sounds like that I
Oh, well, no. He offered the entire
day.
Week. He offered right. the entire week, but...
I didn't offer was when my brother and sister-in-law were
right,
here.
Right, absolutely, and I truly appreciate it, and I may take you up on it again before this resolves.
I have no doubt.
But, you know, we have a locker room at work, so that's a disgusting but possible option. And also, you know, I have been going back to the gymnatorium, so.
Oh, that's right beside the buffet, right?
Right, right. So who knew the Chinese buffet had had a shower? So... You know, I just had to switch my gym time and all that, but to the mornings. And honestly, it's fine for right now. But I'm going to tell y'all, it's exhausting. And you know what the side effect of this has been? I mean, other than... You know,
right.
But y'all, I have been through so many towels. Like, it is towel-a-palooza over here. So
now, why is that?
Well, just because, like, you know, you take a towel with you to the gymnatorium and all that, but then, like, you...
So they don't provide the towel service at the gym?
No, not my gym. I don't know of any around here that do, but...
Well, they probably couldn't do it during the COVID anyway.
Right, but then it's like, you know, I usually go in the morning, so it stays in my bag, and so, obviously, you don't want to use it again, and so then you're like... The next day, you get another one. I have done so many fucking loads of towels since this all started that it's a lot. But, you know...
Now, do you think you do more loads of towels than, Chris from Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee?
Well, I thought you were going to say his loads of underpants. You know, I probably... It's a close call. Really, so.
I think probably do lots more because I'm not sure. I'm not sure he bathes. Yes, I just looked at my phone because you did that.
Poor Big Fatty. Big Fatty, enough of this terrible,
enough of the happiness of the holidays.
Yeah, well, but you know what?
What?
You know, speaking of
the happiness
of the holidays. Yeah.
Yes.
The happiness of the holidays music seems to have disappeared.
Oh. Well, by the way, while you're looking for that, you know, Miss Dolly Hortensia Levatra Pardon has a Crema special on Sunday night. Of course, by the time people hear this, it'll be over.
Well, there's one on Netflix too, but Your Little Lamb warned me that I should probably wait until I was mentally in a better place to watch it because it's emotional. So, you know, I might have the stress vomits or something from it. So, all right. Well, speaking of the holidays, I don't know why that just disappeared.
Pull out one of those dirty towels and vomit on it.
Well, there's one right over here. So,
right.
Speaking of the holidays, I thought we would do a little holiday-themed quiz program today.
I love a quiz program in the holidays.
Oh, my goodness. It's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Am, but only if it's the holiday edition.
Well, it is, and I thought that we would play based on that a game based on that Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, so, yes.
Now, are you a fan of It's a Wonderful Life?
Hate it.
Okay, I've hate it so much that I've never seen the whole thing. So don't go asking a lot of really detailed questions about this. So, three questions.
Burping. Oh, okay.
So the first one is the town that the movie is set in is Bedford.
That's Pottsville.
It's Bedford Falls.
Falls.
Yep. So what state is Bedford Falls in? Is it Massachusetts? Is it Massachusetts? Is it Ohio or is it New York?
I don't know this answer.
Ooh,
but
ooh.
I think that if I remember correctly, the old man that was the banker, I think, was crotchety and very New York-y. So I'm going to say New York.
Well, correct.
Okay.
Bedford Falls, New York. New York. Now, speaking of the crotchety old man, he was also, he was, I believe, the lead character, George Bailey, called him miserly and evil, warped, frustrated old man. But he's the richest man in town. Do you know his name?
do I get a choice?
Oh, well, that's a very good thing. Is it Mr. Gowan? That's kind of key to the This, That, or the Other. Is it Mr. Gowan, Mr. Potter, or Ernie?
Oh, okay. It's Mr. Potter.
Correct.
That's where I got Pottsville. Okay.
All right. Now, this one is, it's a little.
Now, just out of curiosity, was he Harry's grandfather or great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Uncle Billy in the movie.
Uncle Billy.
Now, this one is not a multiple choice because whatever. But what is Uncle Billy's phone number?
Well, you know, the obvious is 867-5309.
You're very close. You're very close.
I'm going to guess it's 555-1212.
It's Bedford 247.
Like I said, Bedford 247.
Yeah. All right. Finally.
Thank God that wasn't obscure at all.
Right. Well, I figured, like, I chose that one because of all things for you to know, I figured that would be one of them. Now, this last question.
We're doing four questions. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm in the holiday spirit. What can I say?
Right.
George Bailey says a couple times in the film, "I wish I had $1 million."
Mm-hmm.
What did he say after that? Every time
do I get multiple choice?
Yes. I'm okay. Reading through my notes here. All right.
Okay.
So did he say hot dog? Did he say, "I'd be rich," or did he say, "It's a wonderful life," or "It'd be a wonderful life"?
Well, you know, that would be the sneaky one that you'd try to pull. So I'm gonna go with the weenie. I'm gonna say hot dog.
Correct. If I wish I had $1 million, hot dog.
Hot dog.
But you know, because it is that classic chroma film with, you know, crows in the bank or whatever.
Right.
Crows and squirrels. Which is, I mean, I've been to a few banks in my time. There are frequently crows and squirrels.
Oh, oops. And bells.
And bells. But yeah, you know, he learns
every time
that his
a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
It's,
I don't know.
Exactly.
If you know that or not.
But at the end of the movie, he learns that his family is much more important than $1 million.
Oh,
I know. So I'm glad that neither one of us likes that movie because it's tough. It's tough.
Now,
to watch,
do you know what the angel's name was?
I should.
You should.
I mean, it's his guardian angel. It's. I don't remember. What is his name?
Clarence.
Clarence. I had a friend, a family friend growing up. His name was Mr. Clarence.
Mr. Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
Is he dead?
He is.
Well, hot dog.
Yeah. Hot dog. Well,
maybe that should be the title of today's show, Hot Dog.
Hot dog. Well, I won't remember any of this by the time I post it in
well, of
20
course.
Minutes. Yeah. But yeah, so now have you been watching all the Chroma movies?
No.
I have admittedly been in the mood.
I am looking forward to sitting down and enjoying that holiday classic, Father Knows Best, Home for Crema.
Do you have that recorded on beta?
Beta is the superior of the two formats.
Absolutely.
It was a failure.
Right, right. Now, did you have a beta machine?
No.
No.
I had the beta version of beta.
Ah. Well, we growing up, we had one, but we there you know.
Well, to the me, those were more like TV station machines.
Well, you could buy them. I mean, we had one, and we had them in school too. But we had one, but it was very hard to get content for it, especially after VHS took over. So,
right.
I believe actually it's still in my bedroom at my parents' house because they won't get rid of anything.
Wonderful.
But
well,
you know what else?
You.
Well, that's true. Oh. Okay.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right,
now,
buddy.
Were you aware that we were mentioned on the Faye Driver Pink Wingnuts little show with a recreation of the opening of this segment?
No, I was not.
Okay,
moving right along.
Al Hirt.
I believe he's going to be dead.
Okay.
And he was he was an actor, but. But his brother was more famous, so...
Yeah, and that is...
I can't remember his brother's first name. I was going to be really clever with that, but I haven't quite recovered, so... Okay.
Okay. But, no, I think you're thinking of...
William Hurt.
Al Hunt.
Ah.
And his brother Mike.
Okay.
Excuse me. Could you page my brother Mike? Paging Mike Hunt? Hi, Nessa. Anyway, Al Hurt is indeed dead. He died in 1999, and he was a jazz trumpeter. So.
Oh.
Joni Mitchell.
Ooh. She was a musician. You know, Rob Nelson Lonely Magoo is a huge fan. In fact, has released some albums covering her songs. I have one.
Okay.
Foiled Again is the name of that group. But I don't know if she's dead or alive. I think Joni Mitchell's still alive.
She is alive, and she is a Northern Mexican singer.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I learn something new every day.
All right. Our next one is... Wait a minute. Where is it? Marie Curry.
Ooh.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, you know, I did have some curry for dinner the other night, but I don't think there's any relation. So... I'm going to go with the subject of Madam Curry on Netflix. I guess she was a scientist, a bacteriologist or something, and she's very much dead.
Oh, she is indeed dead. She died in 1934, and she was a Polish-French scientist who discovered radium and was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize.
I know. There's a new, there's a really popular show on Netflix about her. So,
okay, and one last Shelby Kennedy.
Well, she's not dead. She's ancient. Now, but I don't know. I'm a little perplexed because I don't know. I thought we were just doing real people, but obviously Shelby Kennedy was played. She was in Steel Magnolias. She was the daughter in Steel Magnolias. Okay. Sally Field was her mother there, I believe. But in the movie, I'm going to go with dead because she died in the movie.
Well, she is dead. She died on Friday, and that was the Skull's friend that always came to the luncheons with her.
What?
That used to work in the coal miner's office.
Look, how the hell would I?
Well, you could have read the newspaper today, just like I did.
I'm going to have to call the Skull.
Uh-huh. She's going to need some comforting.
Well,
maybe you could send her some cheese straws.
Well, I was going to say, I bought cheese because it was buy two, get three free at the Harris Teeter. So I stocked up on the cheese today.
So it's going to be a constipated holiday is what you're saying.
Yeah. Basically, I don't really know I don't like shredded cheese that much, but I figured, I do like a good taco and whatnot. So,
Who doesn't? Yeah. Especially the Choco Taco.
Oh, I don't like those so much.
I don't either, but if you put some extra sharp shredded cheese on it, how is that going to be bad? Well, I bet Miss Lauren likes a Choco Taco.
Ooh, that sounds dirty when you say it.
And I don't think we're talking about the ice cream treat.
Miss Lauren. Poor Big Fatty. Now, I know. Now, do you have any big plans to go out of town for the holidays?
I do. In fact, this will be news for you.
Breaking news.
Thursday morning. Breaking news indeed. Thursday morning, I'm leaving, going to Atlanta to see my family.
Oh.
And I'll be back on Monday. Monday.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
Our episode next week might come out on Tuesday.
Well, that's fine. I don't think anyone will notice. Yeah.
Well, I think everybody will be on. Will be all a titter, not a titter. What would they be?
A flutter.
Mm-hmm. A diller, a dollar, LFC flutter.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Lord, when you tell a story about falling through the shower.
We talked about my Christmas decorations a lot. Tell us how the Vader family compound is looking.
Yeah, no Christmas decorations.
Aww. So,
yeah, because I won't be here. Even if I am, there's going to be all the construction and all that. So, yeah, so no Christmas decorations, I guess, this year. But, I bought a new Christmas tree last year, so perfect that I don't
actually
get to use
it. It'll be brand new next year, too.
Correct. So unless I take one with me to a hotel or something, but we'll see. I doubt it.
Nice. Maybe the Grinch can come by. Maybe you could take one over to the Skull when you go to comfort her. And may I suggest Southern Comfort?
Oh, for me. For me, I will need Southern Comfort.
Absolutely.
Either
that or you just draw a warm bath.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That voice sounds very familiar.
It does, but you can't place it. I can't place it.
You can't put a face with it.
Mm-mm.